a worker jumped into the trench with a shovel and was trying to level it out to lay the pipe in there. As he did that, the trench started to collapse from the bottom up. So it's not a collapse from the top down. It started to slough away at the bottom. Another worker saw that, jumped in to help the first one, and then a third one jumped in to help the other two. That trench started to fill up so fast, one worker was able to get out. We think he might have a broken leg. A second worker was trapped about mid-thigh from the rock and debris. Then the third man was also trapped about mid-thigh. One of these individuals is deceased. He's a 41-year-old male from Provo. Part of our investigation has determined just exactly what happened that caused him to be deceased. The other man was trapped mid-thigh. The fire departments in the north end of Utah County have what they call a technical trench rescue team. They all responded. They were able to assist that man and help dig him out, and he was able to get freed from the trench. This is now an OSHA site. OSHA is here on scene. The medical examiner has been here. We will assist OSHA with whatever they're trying to do here with their investigation. They will see to make sure that all the safety measures were put into place and exactly what happened to cause the trench to collapse. So we'll work with them to try to determine what that cause was, is what caused that to collapse. Our hearts go out to this family. You know, husband, father goes to work today. They expect him to come back after a day of work. He jumped into a trench to help rescue two co-workers that were trapped in that trench. We're trying to make some notification to family, and so that's why we're not releasing his name. But our hearts just go out to that family that, you know, dad came to work today, husband came to work, and didn't come home.